It's Nicolette Larson. Look out, don't dislocate a knee like that girl in Seattle did last night. Rumba Girl, Chuck Carson at KW3. It's 520.
We play it for you on KW3. Kids, if you want some fun, Mr. LaPage is your man. He's always laughing, having fun, showing his films in the den. Come on, come on. Soon you will be 18. I think you know what I mean. Don't tell your mama, your daddy, your mama. They'll never know.
Everyone's gone to the movies. Now we're alone and left. Everyone's gone to the movies. Now we're alone and left.
Yeah, I always take my girl to the movies, let her peek into the other car. 525, Chuck Carson here. It's 28 degrees Celsius.
A broken heart. You'll hear the Bee Gees' newest album, Spirits Having Flown, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, Wednesday night at the LPs on 1340. Right now, 529, Wenatchee Environment, fair, sunny, and warm through Monday, low tonight, 4 Celsius. High tomorrow, near 28. Right now, it's 27 degrees Celsius. And the Wenatchee Apple Flyers, the RAF Red Apple Flyers, third annual Apple Blossom Regatta, featuring radio-controlled scale unlimited hydroplanes, is going to be tomorrow at Rock Island. How to get out there? Take Highway 28 toward Quincy and follow the signs. Racing will begin at 11 o'clock in the morning. These boats are all radio-controlled, powered by a 65cc engine using 55% nitro fuel. Built exactly like the real ones and can exceed speeds in excess of 60 miles an hour with 6-foot rooster tails and all the excitement and roar of the 1,200 to 1,700 horsepower unlimited hydros. Also tomorrow is going to be the race at the Wenatchee Speedway, 1 o'clock. Just head out towards East Wenatchee over the Columbia River Bridge, then out on Eastmont Avenue up a hill there. You'll find the Speedway up there. Youth Theater's production of Wizard of Oz is 1:30 tomorrow afternoon at Wenatchee High School. Just head up Mission Street, up Ferry. You'll find the high school on your left. Omi Gardens will have a display for you, colorful flowers, and all the color and splendor and glamour of Omi Gardens. 8 a.m. until dusk of each day. Just head out towards Chelan and find Omi Gardens. Look for the signs there during this Apple Blossom Festival.
A KW3 People Presentation.
KW3 Wenatchee. Our love is alive, and so we begin. Foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame, burning within. Now and then, fire light will catch us, stumbling in.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, you know these reckless thoughts of mine are following you. I'm falling for you, whatever you do, 'cause baby, you've shown me so many things that I never knew. Whatever it takes, baby, I'll do it for you. Our love is alive, so we begin. Usually laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame, burning within. Now and then, my life will catch you stumbling in. Stumbling in.
Ah, stumbling in. Stumbling in.
Now and then, by night, catch you stumbling in.
Oh, stumbling in. I'm stumbling in.
1340 KW3, Susie Quattro and Chris Norman stumbling in. Our love is alive. This is the season for love. Must be those apple blossoms in the air is what it is during this Apple Blossom Festival weekend. 538 and 28 degrees Celsius.
The third exciting week of racing gets underway tomorrow afternoon at the East Wenatchee Speedway. Wheatcraft and Wentz will be battling it out in the sportsman class. In the super stocks, it's the dynamic duel between Bob Patty and Joe Roberts. But watch out for Cheryl Ogle. Don't miss the exciting, spectacular racing tomorrow afternoon at the East Wenatchee Speedway. Time trials at 2 o'clock. Racing gets underway at 3. The gates will open up early at 1 o'clock. We'll see you there.
Well, let's see how much skiing is left up there on the ski slopes. Brought to you by David Brown's La Cucina, the ski alert from KW3. And we're just waiting for the ski lady to hop into the ski booth there. She forgot her disguise, which is a nice pair of leotards and shoes with rabbits on them. And she has glasses with a long nose and mustache. And while I'm just sitting around here ad-libbing, standing my left foot off, I'll give you the ski conditions as were told to me by the lovely ski lady, Cindy. She sent him over the telephone. We just couldn't get a good connection there. Snoqualmie Summit overcast and 40-inch base. Alpendahl clear, 74-inch base. Crystal overcast, 58-inch base. Mount Baker clear and 123-inch base. Ski Acres is clear, 40-inch base. Stevens Pass, scattered cloud, 72-inch base. White Pass reports clear and 20-inch base. And the Canadian ski resort of Whistler. It's supposed to be, yeah, hear that? It is there. Okay, Whistler, clear and 43-inch base. No night skiing in any of the resorts. Sunday, tomorrow is the final skiing day of the season for Alpendahl, Ski Acres, Snoqualmie Summit, and Stevens Pass. This is the lovely ski gentleman on KW3, wrapping it up for the season.
Thank you.
Minnie Riperton. 5:46 as we turn ahead the sands of time tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock and go to daylight savings time at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. If you don't know how to set your digital watch, go out and buy a new one.
Love has locked us up, peaches. We're locked inside the suit. Your bananas get thrown at me and mine get thrown at you. Every night we fuss and fight like Arabs and like Jews.
Monkey see, monkey do, Michael Franks. It's like watching Don Maynard out the funhouse at Meeker Show's carnival during the Apple Blossom Festival. You want to know how to get to the carnival? Well, just follow somebody else. They're probably going out there. Just go out Wenatchee Avenue and then turn left on a rondo. I don't know if that's legal or not, but do it. Turn left on a rondo and then out towards Worthen Street. And you'll find the carnival happening at the base of Worthen Street. 5:49, tickets on sale. I'd like you to know, tickets on sale for the Apple Bowl seating during the Grand Parade next weekend. Tickets $275 advance, $325 at the gate. Available at Clausen Drug, courtesy Travel and Owl Drug. In sports today, Milwaukee trounced Toronto 11-8. Detroit beat Minnesota 5-3. L.A. cleaned up New York 3-1. Montreal sinned San Francisco 6-4. St. Louis topped over Cincinnati 12-1. Chicago, Atlanta coming up tonight.